Country 92.3, Mason and Remy at the Unprofessional News Desk with the big three stories.
37-year-old Matt Lamparello of New Jersey handcuffed Wednesday night after he told police officers the cans of gas were for his van and that he was cutting through the cathedral. But cops say his car wasn't out of gas. He was taken into custody.
This was in New York City.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is St. Patrick's Cathedral. This man was walking through with gas cans, lighter fluid, and lighters.
Craziness.
Said that he just didn't have any gas in his car.
It's right over here, yeah.
His tank was full, yeah, and he also had a one-way ticket to Rome that was supposed to leave from Newark Airport today.
Well, he's out, that's for sure.
It's a good thing that they caught him, and absolutely. I'm not sure who reported it or what happened, but...
For a second, when you mentioned that, I thought, is this what happened at Notre Dame? But no, this was at St. Peter's Cathedral?
St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. I'm guessing this was some sort of, like, you know, copycat... Yeah. Something that
crazy
was about ready to happen.
Who but, is yeah. now in custody, so great.
Yeah. And hey, black bears are out in southern Missouri. Look out for that. Yeah.
Bears?
An estimated 350 black bears call southern Missouri home. So the Missouri Department of Conservation is saying that it is imperative for residents to remove bear attractants from their property, such as bird feeders, trash cans, barbecue grills, pet food, food waste.
Come on.
And,
picnic baskets. Come on.
That's an attractant.
Is that what you were going to say? Hey, boo-boo.
And 10 students are facing criminal charges at a Connecticut high school in connection with a food fight.
Oh, no.
School officials at West Hill High School in Stamford the fight wasn't spontaneous. No, no. They were real smart, and they planned this whole thing out on social media.
Are you serious?
Even with beefed up security, they still had a couple teachers that got hurt.
Wow, really? And listen, students. As a victim of a chicken nugget assault, like, we had chicken nugget day every Wednesday in the cafeteria at my high school. And there was a food fight every Wednesday.
Did you hit the fight?
In the cafeteria. I have taken a couple of nuggets to the noggin. It's not a laughing matter. These kids will be punished accordingly. Find the big three stories at newcountry923.fm on the Mason and Remy page. I'm just-